40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington.
Tornado! Right there, right?
Massive tornado!
The storms killed at least 25 people, mostly in Mississippi, but one person died in Alabama. Tens of thousands remain without power. President Biden just issued a statement saying, Jill and I are praying for those who lost loved ones in the devastating tornadoes, adding, we will do everything we can to help. CBS's Omar Villafranca is there.
Every trailer in this town gone.
Roger Cummings says his nephew was killed in the storm. Cummings rushed back to Silver City after he heard the news.
They said stayed on the ground for 40-something miles. Rolling from all the way through here.
In Pennsylvania, where a chocolate factory explosion killed two people, five are still missing. Police Chief Wayne Holbin says there's still hope.
The rescue workers are continuing their efforts to search the area thoroughly, utilizing specialized equipment and techniques to locate signs of life.
In New York City, civil rights activist and TV host Al Sharpton held a prayer vigil to support Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, who has faced death threats as he considers possible criminal charges against former President Trump.
I am very concerned about the climate that has been set around the family and life of our district attorney, Alvin Bragg.
This as supporters of Trump gather for his first official 2024 presidential campaign rally.
I'm Chris Fox in Waco, Texas, where Trump supporters started gathering early this morning, some as soon as the sun came up, despite the fact that he's not set to take the stage until 5 p.m. locally. The site of former President Trump's mega rally, the Waco Regional Airport. Some are estimating the crowd size at around 15,000. So far, there have been no protesters.
Tensions are high between the U.S. and Iran after a series of airstrikes. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
There are more flashpoints between the U.S. and Iran. Iranian drones have been used by Russia in Ukraine, and U.S. officials say Iran is months away from gaining the ability to produce a nuclear weapon. The Pentagon promises it is ready to prevent that.
We, the United States military, have developed multiple options for our national leadership to consider if or when Iran ever decides to develop an actual nuclear weapon.
In Hong Kong, landmarks in Victoria Harbor turned off their lights as part of a Global Earth Hour campaign.
It's really a very important symbolic action that encourages people to reflect their lifestyle and how they can really make a big difference and change.
Nicole Wong is CEO of the Worldwide Fund for Nature, which organized the event this year. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The long-term effects of Wisconsin's redistricting process were apparent in the November elections. A nonpartisan good government group says voters who feel overlooked should not give up. Mike Moen reports.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers won re-election, but Republicans maintained strong control over the legislature. Jay Heck of the group Common Cause points out that Evers maintains his veto power, but he says Republicans still carry a lot of weight, partly because they keep redrawing the maps to their advantage.
There were more votes cast for Democratic candidates statewide than Republican, but the contrast with the legislative elections in the state is so sharp, it almost makes laughable the idea that we have a true representative democracy.
Researchers have said that over the past decade, Wisconsin has produced among the most gerrymandered voting district maps in the country. Heck says voters should look ahead to next year's state Supreme Court election with the hope a less politicized court could eventually revisit the issue. And there could be legislation floated again next year to develop an independent redistricting process. In the meantime, he says the current maps allow a smaller percentage of voters to decide who controls the legislature, leaving other voters behind in fair representation.
Urban areas in Wisconsin have suffered a decline in the shared revenue from the state, even though those people pay taxes.
Heck says that means less support for schools, roads, and other public needs. Analysts say lawmakers representing these areas get packed into boundaries that ultimately diminish their voices at the state capitol. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Here to talk more about it is totally, definitely not an impersonator, but the actual Ron Johnson. Welcome to the show, Senator.
Kristen, it's great to be here with you again. I love that, you know, in your intro that they pronounce your last name, Kristen Bry. You know, because I didn't know how to say it. We call you Kristen Lai, where in my parts in Green Bay and the areas of the Fox Valley. So, it syncs up nicely with that.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour. And we could not be more excited for our guest that is joining us for this half hour. He's written for Saturday Night Live and Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. He wrote The Cat in the Hat, starring Mike Myers, and wrote and directed Eurotrip. And then he was the executive producer, writer, and showrunner on arguably the most accurate political show to ever do it, and won a couple Emmys doing it, Veep. And now has a new show that's starting this month on HBO called The White House Plumbers. Please welcome David Mandel to As Goes Wisconsin. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, how are you both?
We are great.
We're great. We're so excited to have you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you? What's going on?
Well, you know, we got an election coming up.
What's new in Wisconsin?
I know, right?
Exactly.
People forget, I think, sometimes when they're, you know, I live in California for a long time, and I think a lot of people out there don't think twice about Wisconsin, but there's a lot going on here, especially in politics.
I'm doing a big national media tour, but locally just Wisconsin.
Exactly. We're in the lineup of all the other late night shows pushing this new to the White House Plumbers. But so thank you for making time for us.
Well, thank you for having a Supreme Court election that basically is holding the fate of democracy in its hands. So thank you.
You know, we like to get attention every once in a while, even if it's not always for the best things. So I guess before, because I do want to get into how you ended up.
Anything and everything, sure.
Yes. In Wisconsin politics. But so am I making this up? Or are you from Chicago?
No, you are making that up.
Where
I'm from New York City.
You are from New York City.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where I saw that then. From New York, your first break was SNL?
Yeah, I got involved in comedy writing at college. And then when I came out of college, I did a couple of little things at Comedy Central. But
okay.
my real first job was Saturday Night Live from 92 to 95. So basically the very end of the Dana Carvey, Phil Hartman, Kevin Nealon, those guys, and the rise of Sandler, Farley, Spade, Schneider, those guys. And so right in there. Yeah, it was pretty great time.
And
So you
were just out of college basically? And so you were early 20s?
Yeah, I technically started there. I was still 21 for the first 2 months of work. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dave,
yeah.
Do you come from a funny family? I mean, is funny part of your family?
They're loud. I don't know. Sometimes that can be funny. Yeah, you know, I think, yes, I think they're actually, everybody's pretty amusing. But, you know, but I'll say this for myself, too. I'm not sure any of us knew this was really a job. You know what I mean? Like it just, you know, I was a TV movie fan. I read things and whatnot. And yet the notion of, like, I'm going to be a writer, you know, and not a lawyer and not a doctor or not all these other things. That was definitely a moment. It helped that I had a job at Saturday Night Live. So when I called my parents, I was able to say, so I'm not really doing that whole college recruiting thing and whatever, but, you know, I've got a job. I mean, I was like, I have a job at Comedy Central. And then before that ended, I was like, I have a job at SNL. So they were just like, okay, but yeah,
it's legit. Yeah. It's not your friend's basement, like, back door group that you're like, I promise it's gonna lead somewhere.
I'm not sure they ever fully understood it or still understand it, but they at least are aware it's real. So yeah.
And so for it seems like when you read your resume, it feels like kind of one thing went, like, SNL led to Seinfeld, and then each thing kind of like ping-ponged into. Obviously, the wild success and all the Emmy Awards and nominations for Veep. And so has it kind of, I mean, nothing's ever a straight line, but it feels like
it's not a perfect straight line. And obviously, it's a strange mix of, I don't know, I hope this doesn't sound too, you know, braggy. I think I've been able to work on some really, really great television and some not great movies. And so those are sort of the two components of my life. Yeah.
And so, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just gonna say, but no, it was sort of TV for a while, sort of through Seinfeld. And then there was kind of a change in the business, which I won't bore your audience with. And all of a sudden I was doing more movie stuff, and that was kind of going on for a while. And then kind of got back to TV when Larry was doing Curb Your Enthusiasm. And that obviously was HBO and, you know, whatever that sort of the dawn of prestige television was. And then I kind of stayed there for a bit. There was a little ping ponging, but like kind of was back in TV, and I've kind of been there since to some extent. So, yeah.
And so then with Veep, is that because you're now, part of the reason you're here is because you're invested in Wisconsin politics, despite being from New York, despite not living in Wisconsin. It's also how Julia Louis-Dreyfus ended up sharing one of my videos recently.
Yep.
And so I guess, were you political before Veep, or was it through writing that show?
In the road not taken, I was a government major. So I studied American government in college for whatever that is worth, not apparently much. You know, and again, on some path at the time before it was like, oh, I want to be a comedy writer, of, again, you know, it's hard to answer it, but I guess I would not have been surprised had I, like, gone to DC or worked on someone's campaign. Like, I feel like that was sort of vaguely my path that I was thinking about until I realized, no, I want to do, you know, comedy. And so, but even when, like, at SNL, like, the first big thing that I ever wrote where, like, it was like, whoa, people are seeing it, people are talking about it, was something that I wrote with Al Franken, then not Senator Al Franken, and Jim Downey. But it was in 92, it was Bill Clinton pre-inaugural jogging into the McDonald's and explaining the Somalian warlords using the food on people's trays. But every time, you know, every time the Somalian warlords intercept the shipments, he ate it, and there was, you know, and whatever. So when I got to the show, you know, even though, like, I was, you know, relatively a young kid, I was far more interested in writing Bill Clinton sketches, or, you know, at the time Dana Carvey was doing, like, Ross Perot and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, than I ever was in the, again, great stuff, but I guess, you know, whatever, like the Sandler Farley sort of more age appropriate stuff, I guess, to me.
Yes. Yeah. The goofy off the wall.
Yes. So yeah. I was always into politics, I guess, you know. In my own quiet reading time, I read just a lot of nonfiction, political stuff and historical stuff. That's what I do like. And so I was definitely into it all. Veep sort of ramped it up because all of a sudden it made sense to start subscribing to more newspapers, to start getting some of the various, you know, morning newsletters from like Politico or even like specific the Washington Post, like morning newsletters, you know, some of that kind of stuff to really be on top of like what was going on in DC, because I was looking for stories.
Yeah.
So I was definitely, you know, I was panning for gold, but accidentally I got more involved. So it was sort of a combination of those two things. Yeah. Plus, like, you know, Julia's a bit of a magnet for it, and sort of she was into it, I was into it. It was sort of like those two energies sort of collided. And obviously I can't work on the level that she does in terms of like, you know, getting people, but any chance I have to sort of help her with stuff and, you know, help with, you know, the words and, you know, make it funny and all of that kind of stuff, I figure that's my value. So there you go.
Absolutely. We're talking to David Mandel, who's a writer, director, producer, probably best known for Veep, would you say? But now
these days, but soon to be,
I know,
for directing White House Plumbers. We'll see. We'll see if that happens.
So let's talk a little bit about that show that's coming. It's premiering this month.
It's actually May 1st now. Originally, at some point they'd announced March, and then they decided May 1st for whatever their scheduling reasons are. But and I don't even know if people know that, but I saw it in print yesterday, so I'm going to say it, even though it may be a big secret. So there you go, an exclusive.
Tell us more about the show.
I think it's a really fascinating thing. It's a show about Watergate. And I'll say a couple of things. Number one, obviously there've been in the history of Watergate, there've been shows about it, but this is the first show that kind of ever takes place from the perspective of the guys that actually did the break-in. It's basically about Howard Hunt, Gordon Liddy, and the burglars, the Cuban burglars and whatnot. And it's from their perspective. And so this is not, you know, your sort of typical halls of power, like in the Oval Office, hearing the president, you know, talking and revealing all of that stuff. It's just very much from their perspective, who they were, how they got involved in it, what sort of really happened on this heist, and then the cost of their lives. And the two things that I think are really interesting, one obviously is number one, of course, after Watergate, politics was solved, everything was perfect, and there were never ever any bad people again. So that was good. And we never had a president that was ever sort of looking to overstep or anything like that. It's a reminder of the old days when that kind of stuff could happen. No, it's one of these stories that it strangely seems almost as relevant, you know, as we were working on it and we sort of got to the second impeachment hearing, it just seemed like it got more relevant. And it's also one of the things I'm fascinated by about it. These guys who basically put themselves on the line for the president and sort of broke the law in the name of the law. They were those really early, I don't know what else to say, true believers. And it's that true believerism that I think is a real curse.
Yeah.
Sometimes on both sides of politics, but one side in particular that I think a lot about. So, yeah.
And is it a dramedy then? Would you?
I mean, I don't love the word,
okay,
but it's like funny the way Boogie Nights was sometimes funny, but also sort of they happen to be, I'll say this, they
we
happen to be funny guys. Yes,
okay, we gotta take a break. David Mandel is our guest. When we come back, we'll talk about politics and some Wisconsin sitcom pitches.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey, Wisconsin, the spring election is April 4th. Make sure you're prepared with an ID to vote. If you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, military ID, U.S. passport, VA card, or Wisconsin tribal ID, you're all set. If not, you've got options. For free help getting an ID to vote, call or text Vote Riders at 866-ID-2-VOTE. That's 866-ID, the number 2, V-O-T-E. Call or text today, 866-ID-2-VOTE.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Next Tech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nexttechglass.com. That's nexttechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 36 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance of snow. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 21 tonight. Mainly clear skies. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 37. Cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow today through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Bad mother plumber, bad mother plumber. When your pipe's backed up, call a bad mother plumber.
When you got a freaky leak and there's a musty stench, that's when I show up at your door with my trusty pipe wrench. I waste no time, I'm on your dime, I'm underneath your sink, and if I catch you checking...
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright, she is Jane Metnair, and we're playing plumber songs because we have the writer-director... creator of White House Plumbers, which premieres in May on HBO, but also you've seen his work on Veep and Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. David Mandel, we're so happy that you're here.
I was trying to figure out why that song was playing. I did not quite piece together that it was a plumber's song, but thank you.
Jane is very good at planting Easter eggs with her bumper music.
I think we missed a real opportunity to use that in our end credits of the show. I'm not sure I can reopen the edit, but I'll talk to HBO.
Always available for you, David. You need any help?
No, thank you. Yeah.
You know, Jane's was like, maybe this will be my Hollywood break as far as my ability to add sound effects. Tomorrow
it's gonna be my breakthrough, man.
Exactly.
I can feel it.
And so we have some pitches for you as someone who has spent your career in the entertainment business, pitching shows, probably hearing ideas from other people. And we just want to throw some, you know, potential show ideas past you.
I will happily listen. I will tell you in the history of, you know, because the shows I work on have these, you know, often, you know, especially like Seinfeld and Curb, where people are like, oh, have I got a Seinfeld idea for you? Have I got a Curb idea for you? And what I will tell you, just for the record, most of the time, the idea where they tell me I have the best Curb Your Enthusiasm idea, and then they tell me an idea, it's the worst idea I've ever heard. But then in talking to them, like 10 minutes later, they'll tell me something about their life that they're not pitching me. They'll just tell me about something that's going on. And more often than not, I go, that's the Curb idea. That thing you pitched me, that was garbage, but that's a really funny Curb idea. I'm stealing that from your life, and we're going to use it. But yeah, anyway.
All right.
So. Well, with that in mind.
Keep that in mind. Right. There is a lot of, I will warn you now, as a state that really leans into our stereotypes, there's a lot of cheese references in these shows. Because some are crowds, we came up with some are crowdsourced that were pitched to us. So I'll start with, we start with a meet cute between Mary Bell and George on a brewery tour in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, only to find out that they are both heirs to rival sausage empires. Working title, Top Dog.
All right.
Potential.
All
right. Okay.
Potential. All right. Well, you can pick your favorite at the end.
Sure.
Rival sausage. I will simply say that I'm liking that part.
Okay.
I'm honing in. Yeah.
Okay. All right, David. The next series centers on the Culver's family. They're the owners of the most popular fast food restaurant chain in Wisconsin, Culver's. Siblings squabble for control over the company amid the domineering force of their patriarch, Craig Culver. It's like Succession meets Good Burger. With the working title, Concessions.
Alternative title, Curd King.
Curd King is another possibility if you want to use that.
All right. All right. All right.
All right. It's a new reality show that's like Crank Yankers, except it's just prank calls to Wisconsin politicians, a la when Scott Walker thought he was talking to one of the Koch brothers. No working title for that one. We just want Robin Voss to get prank called.
I'm going to buy that one right now. I'd like to see that one right now. That's so far. That's the winner. I'm sorry. I don't even like reality shows, but that one's winning. Sorry.
All right. Well, don't judge too soon, David. Okay. Two neighboring dairy farmers in Wisconsin try to survive the changing landscape of the state's agriculture, pushing the boundaries of traditional family practices and even breaking the law in order to compete with corporate industrial farms. The working title is Breaking Curd.
I'm starting to see some patterns.
There's some patterns. Yeah. There's some patterns. All right. An animated series about the misadventures of a brat, a block of cheddar cheese, and a Schlitz beer as they try to save the state of Wisconsin from external evil forces each week. Working title, Cholesterin Crew.
For kids. Maybe for kids.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's like Aqua Teen Hunger Force vibes.
And then I think finally, a reality show, David, where dairy farmers try to match their best heifers with a prize bull to make the best baby cows. The working title, I don't know how you cannot love this, is Love is a Cattle Field. It just screams.
It just writes
hit.
Itself.
It just screams hit.
All right, you got a winner in that one?
Look, I'm going to be honest. I actually think not necessarily with the Succession parody title, but I think there's something in there. If it was it was honestly about like a restaurant family or something, I kind of would lean that way. I feel like that's a rich area of interesting stuff. Right. I'm gonna go there. Yeah.
All right. So have you been to Wisconsin and eaten at a Culver's?
I haven't. It's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. Yeah.
We need to get
here. It's all just very like weird secondhand knowledge. Yeah.
So you are welcome to visit anytime.
You are more than welcome to visit anytime. We'll take you to Culver's. But I guess to end with the last couple minutes that we have, I guess just what is the interest in Wisconsin? Because you wrote the mashup last year for the Wis Dems fundraiser that met the West Wing with Veep. And so I guess as an East Coaster, why the interest in Wisconsin?
I think it had to do obviously with, I guess, my increased interest in politics in general. I mean, let's start there, which was, for a lot of people, the Trump election was a wake up call, because mm-hmm. I was certainly somebody that was like, donating some money here and there, occasionally going to some event here in Los Angeles, not particularly paying much attention like everybody else. And of course, like everybody else, he can never win. And, here we sit, still sort of, suffering. That was the wake up call. And as I got more involved, the two things, number one was I started to realize that one of the things, unfortunately, that Republicans were doing right was their work on the local level. And I think Democrats have come a very long way just even in the last few years. But the constant focus by Democrats, and by the way, everyone always is like, LA and, Hollywood people and whatever. But if all they're doing is just giving money to the person running for president, that doesn't go anywhere. And it was the realization that so much is happening on just the state level, on the legislature level, on the Secretary of State's, obviously. And this was before anyone even thought people might start thinking that, like, you could overturn an election, but just on a issue by issue basis. And so I started getting more interested in, I gotta go quickly, in local stuff. And when you start getting interested in local stuff, you quickly get to Wisconsin, because everything, all roads go through Wisconsin, and it just seems like everything is on the ballot right now. That's it, as quick as I can go.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says he will do everything he can to help first responders searching for victims of the deadly tornadoes that hit the South. And he and the First Lady are praying for those who lost loved ones. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Even in the fields that were wide open and the plants aren't really there in the ground yet, you could see debris spread across some of these fields.
A search is also going on in Pennsylvania, where two died in a chocolate factory explosion and five are missing. One person has been found alive, and Councilmember Philip Wirt says,
and hopefully, fingers crossed, we're going to find more. And, if not, then we'll have to, come together again as a community and support those folks that will need that additional support.
A tentative settlement of that L.A. school strike, and Mayor Karen Bass says,
when there are 500,000 children and their families involved, this news touches every Angeleno.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keys.
It's the Mad City Bridal Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridalexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridalexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Bridal Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Heat, power, and water are things people cannot take for granted. The elderly, disabled, the veterans. With record increases in basic costs of living, people are struggling to keep these services on and their bills paid. If you are in danger of losing heat, power, or water, call 1-800-506-5596 or apply online at heat.help. You may not ask for it, but the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bob Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bob Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Like a pyre, and Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow.
We are the Iron Plow.
Hey! It's Bob Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Manor. Which version is that?
That is from the movie.
Oh, from what?
The Lion King.
Oh, that's actually from Lion King.
That's from the Lion King. Yeah, the film.
All right.
Yeah, animated one.
There you go. All right, well, that song can mean only one thing. Jennifer Delberti Shea is back, and we're going to talk about the Milwaukee County Zoo is hiring. You could work at the zoo, which sounds pretty fun for a summer job.
It does. And you know what's so funny is I asked one of our managers about the hiring event. And I said, what is the message you want to get, like, for people that work here? And he's like, we have fun. And I, it sounds kind of like a pat answer, but it's really true. I think when I think back on when I was 16 and 17, you know, there wasn't always the option of working at the zoo. You had to be a Milwaukee County resident, things like that. And so I feel like when I see these kids working here, they really form friendships and bonds with each other. And it is a wonderful place. It's a wonderful setting for people, you know, to have their first job maybe. And you get to see the animals, you get to work outside in a lot of cases. So really, a lot of benefits to working at the zoo.
So what are, I'm assuming that you're not hiring people who actually are working. I think if it takes a little more expertise than a summer job to be like working with the monkeys.
Most definitely.
Or the rhinos. Maybe if you're picking up poop, that would be a more appropriate summer job.
Yes, exactly. You don't get to even do that.
Yes.
Like you say, we have positions in the areas of like concessions and merchandise. So those are our gift shops, our restaurants, some of the different food locations throughout the park. They might also work events, which is we have a whole group sales department that helps organizations rent out the zoo. So that is another area. Ticket sellers, ride operators. So you might be someone who takes tickets and works in the train area or the carousel area or the Zoomobile. So there's really a lot of different niches, I guess you could say, on zoo grounds that, you know, wherever you think you fit best, you can come into these hiring events on the 23rd and the 29th. And then we'll have all of the managers there for walk-in interviews. And they might even hire people on the spot. It depends on the different areas, whether they're able to do that, but that is the possibility.
And so what is, like, from right now in the winter months to being fully staffed in the summer, what is the swing as far as how many people will be working there in the summer versus year round?
Oh gosh, it's probably more than half. So I would say in these like winter months, it's probably 50 to 60 people. And then I believe in the summer, we can go as high as 125 to like 130, you know, and those are the seasonal positions. So like you say, we can take people starting anywhere, you know, from April, and then they can work probably through September. And it depends too, because a lot of times we'll get high school students that may be able to stick around with us for a little bit longer. College students, unfortunately, a lot of times they leave us in August, which is a little bit sad for us because then, you know, obviously our levels go down. But people should keep in mind that this is a job, you know, perhaps if you start here in high school, you could work through college. A lot of people here are in college right now and they'll work when they're able to.
And certainly, Jenny, I would think if anyone is interested in zoology or any of the many offshoots, you know, what a great place to start working, just to talk to some zoologists, talk to some of the animal caretakers. I think it's just a great opportunity.
Right. And that is a good point. There are several people on grounds now that I'm thinking of who started on in our grounds department, which is horticulture. So they make sure all of the flowers and, you know, ornamental decorations and things like that are all, you know, looking wonderful, which our grounds are just, they get so many compliments. But some of those people, actually, one of them is now a curator here. Another one is actually our special events coordinator. So, you know, we don't want to promise that, but like you say, if you're in that environment, and you have a passion for that, you know, I guess you can always have hope that maybe if you stick around, there will be other opportunities available if you want to work with the animals. But again, we don't want to promise that, but the environment certainly lends itself to staying here a long time.
And so, as you said before, do you have to be a Milwaukee resident? Still?
You do not.
Okay,
you do
so
not need to be a Milwaukee County resident. Correct. You do need to be 16 years old. And then, like I say, for the hiring events, that takes place from 10 until 6, both days, the 23rd and the 29th. And that's in our Zufari Center, which is the conference center that's just east of the zoo. And all that information is on our website, milwaukeezoo.org.
Great. We're talking to Jennifer Delberti Shea, who is the Public Relations Communications Director at the Milwaukee County Zoo. And besides the hiring event, there's also Egg Day coming up, right?
Yes. So that's our Easter event, which will take place on April 8th. It's the day before Easter. And we're excited because obviously this is one of the first years that we're kind of back up 100% for the activities. So kids can take part in kind of an Easter egg trail that they're going to pick out some of the Easter eggs that are hidden along this trail. They can also make different crafts like Easter bunny ears, an Easter basket. They can get their face painted. And then a lot of our animals, I'm trying to think how many, probably six different areas of animals will get different enrichment items. So those are going to be paper mache eggs that they can, roughhouse with. They can tear apart. And then there'll be different treats for the different species. So the lions will get a certain kind of treat. Prairie dogs would get something else. Pigs would get something else. So that's kind of a neat like backdrop that people can enjoy during Egg Day as well.
And it's sponsored by Racine Danish Kringles.
It is.
I love that.
Yeah. Yes. So perfect. And the thing is, they've been a longtime sponsor for us. And so we really appreciate their support. You know, being a county-run institution, we're always looking at our budgets. And we couldn't do some of these events without the sponsor and without our volunteers as well.
You guys have amazing events throughout the course of the year. And I know a couple of years ago, Jenny, you and I were in doing the behind the scenes kind of thing at the zoo where we got to go into where they fixed the trains. And I'm telling you, if you want to take a job at the zoo this summer, do it. Be a ticket taker at the train.
Oh,
because those little kids are so excited. They are so excited. And it's just such a joyful place.
It is. And like you say, just before you even said joyful, I was like, it is. It's really like so much joy. I mean, throughout the zoo, but like you say, the train, you met some of those, people, some of the engineers and some of the managers over there. And I mean, they just tell me like, well, we get paid to work on trains and to drive trains. It's like, oh my God, like I just tell them like, don't let the word out. You know what I mean? Because it's like they just enjoy what they do. And like you say, it's just a really happy sort of place as well. And we also have people over there that started here, as ticket takers for the train or the carousel. And a couple of them are managers.
Wow.
Now they've made it through high school and college. And, the timing is always, something to, be aware of, because obviously some of the people that have been here a long time, they do get ready to retire or they retire. And then these spots kind of open up as well. So we have people here that have been here like 20 years, 30 years, because it's such a great place to work.
That was going to be my next question. I was like, who's been there the longest?
Well, but Jenny, you've been there a long time too.
I have. I'm coming up on my 25th.
Oh, wow.
Anniversary.
Were you always in public relations?
I was.
Okay.
Yes. I got lucky enough to get this job. And my supervisor is one of the longest tenured people here. She's been here almost 35 years.
Wow.
So like you say, when people get in here, they tend not to leave, which is, I guess, a really, it's a great thing, right? Because of course you could always maybe take a job at a for-profit organization, but there's something special. And this, goes to the seasonal people as well, is that you're working for a conservation oriented organization, sustainability, the animals. I mean, it's a really, really good mission and vision that I think people will go that extra mile to work for.
Well, it's just such a hallmark. I mean, I think whenever you have an organization that has people who work there for a very long time,
It's not like they're trapped there.
Yeah, it's a sign as far as it's a good place to work. Jenny, is there any other, besides Egg Day on April 8th, any other spring events people should put on their calendars?
Sure. Well, Mother's Day, which comes up in May, all mothers are going to receive free admission to the zoo, which is a really nice perk.
Do you have to bring your kids to prove that you're a mother?
You don't. You don't. I know.
We just trust them.
We do. We're that nice, right? We just trust them. Yes. So no, you don't. And actually, I probably shouldn't say this, but it's kind of funny. We've had mothers come in that are mothers to be, and they're like, well, I'm pregnant. So can, and we're like, absolutely, go on in. So don't pretend, right? I mean, you have to be truly pregnant, but yeah, so that's a really nice opportunity for free admission for people. And then we also have our summer exhibit, which is going to be Journey to the Ice Age. So it's going to show some of the extinct creatures that were here during the Ice Age. And that starts May 20th. So things like a saber-toothed tiger, a woolly mammoth, some of those animals that were here before we were, they're all reconstructed and they're electronic. They make noises. So that'll be our summer exhibit that people can watch out for as well.
Oh, that's going to be huge.
Well, and are they to scale? Because I think people don't realize how much bigger a woolly mammoth was than an elephant. And elephants are massive. Like, they're my favorite animal. But like, woolly mammoths were like exponentially larger, right?
Right, right. And they have those really super long tusks and whatnot. Yes, yeah, so they're all to scale. They're all, you know, scientifically accurate in terms of the colors and things like that. So we're getting ready. Actually, the animals come in the third week in April, second week in May. They'll be coming in so people can get ready for that. And it goes all the way until Labor Day.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's for the summer, which is nice. And then, you know, we're hoping obviously our animals like our bears, for example, are waking up now. They were in hibernation. So they've been spotted on exhibit, the grizzlies, the brown bears. They're kind of groggy, but by mid-April, they should all be up, which is kind of fun because we miss them when they're sleeping. and then the prairie dogs, we actually have a new group of prairie dogs that came in late last fall. Six of them. And that's one of the favorite exhibits at the zoo. If people remember, we've had them in the past and now they're here. They have a really nice renovated outdoor exhibit.
Speaking of Mother's Day, are we on baby watch at all at the zoo for anybody?
Oh gosh. Possibly.
Ooh.
In the North American area. We might have one of the harbor seals.
Ooh.
Might be pregnant. Yeah, which is very cool. So those are typically born late May, early June. So that would be a nice summer baby. I'm trying to think if there's anybody
baby
else.
Baby seal, very cute.
Yes.
And then we're hoping actually to get in another seal as well. So that would be a younger I believe he's a male coming in. And so that would be for breeding purposes down the road. So we're always, you know, our curators are always, you know, having their eyes and ears open in terms of what animals, you know, we would like to have here. And so they do a wonderful job. So hopefully you'll see some new things this summer as well.
Absolutely. And the circle of life, pour one out for Gordy the Grand Hog that died recently. But he lived a good life. So Jenny Delberti, thank you so much for joining us. We'll put all that information on our show notes today. Go work at the zoo. It sounds super fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
Bye. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight.
This is Rocker, and I bet you didn't know I was a realtor. Come down to my open house tailgate party, 8 to 10 Saturday and Sunday mornings in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Enjoy donuts from Zippy Lube and coffee from Ford Craft and Coffee, and let's talk strategy before you head into battle. Find your glory, create a battle plan. Enjoy coffee and donuts every Saturday and Sunday morning in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find us on Facebook or weikert-lakepoint.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Nextech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nextechglass.com. That's nextechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 21 tonight under mainly clear skies. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. A mixture of precipitation likely. Highs level off around 37. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for mixed precipitation. Lows level off around 27. A dusting of snow tomorrow through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And this show is just
flying
along.
It really is.
Well, we're very excited. I'm still polishing because we had a lot of people submit
some great ideas.
Some very good, very creative ideas for shows. And part of some of the creativity, a lot of them are, inspired by other shows, but that's Hollywood, fine. Right? Everyone's always stealing other people's ideas.
When are there new ideas? Come on, you got to redo everything 14 times.
Yes, and so we are. At the top of the hour, before David Mandel gets here, I got to polish some of these up because when we first joins at 106, we're definitely going to talk to him about his career, how he broke in, because I'm pretty sure he's from the Midwest. I think he's from Chicago.
Oh wow!
And so you know how a Chicago kid breaks into SNL. And of what that actually looks like. So, like, it's everyone's dream, but not everyone gets to fulfill that dream.
He's been quite accomplished.
He is quite accomplished. Emmy Award winner.
Seinfeld.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Veep.
I mean, the list goes on.
And we have the trailer that we'll play when he's on for his new HBO show, The White House Plumbers, which is based off, like, Watergate.
Yeah.
And so that I'm excited. I think it premieres. I don't know if it's premiered yet. It premieres in March, so it's probably within the next week.
I have a special song for him.
Oh, I'm a little nervous because Greg yesterday did he say this on air or at commercial when he was like, just know that funny people don't always laugh. Like they'll think it's funny, but they're thinking about why it's funny versus giving you a generous laugh.
Instead of just enjoying it?
Yeah. See, you're a generous laugher, which is why we get along so well. Because you laugh at my jokes very, like that.
Readily.
Readily.
Readily. But you do the same for
me.
And
I do the same for you. Yeah. And so...
We'll take Dave on. We'll see what kind of a chuckle meister he is in life.
But yeah, so stay tuned for that. That's going to be super fun. And we're like... Are you nervous? You've interviewed celebrities before.
I have. But it's always different when it's someone that you really admire, you know?
Whose work you're like, you've done some really cool things.
He's done some really amazing things that I wish I could do.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. It's going to be fine.
All right. So in the meantime, we're going to play the very fun game of three headlines and a lie. Three of these headlines are real. One is fake. Jane, you get to pick out which one is fake. All right. They escaped from jail using a toothbrush. Then they were captured at IHOP.
They broke out of jail using a toothbrush, and then they got busted at breakfast.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's number one.
All right.
Number two. Electric scooter startup will use AI to detect how scared you are while riding.
Artificial intelligence?
Well, have you ever ridden like a bird scooter or any of those?
I have not. I have not scootered.
All right. Well, they can be, depending on, especially if you're riding, because in most places, those scooters, you can't ride on the sidewalk.
Right.
Like, I don't know if I've ridden, because they keep getting banned and then unbanned in Milwaukee. But when I lived in LA, we had them. And I once,
was riding it on the street like you're supposed to, not on the sidewalk because there's pedestrians on the sidewalk. It's like how you can't ride your bike on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And zooming along La Cienega in Los Angeles. And at the last minute, I saw that I was about to hit probably a foot in diameter pothole.
Oh, my.
And I just dumped the scooter and jumped off because I would have just gone flying. Because you go.
Yeah, those things can move.
15 miles per hour? Those, yeah. Like, you're moving.
Yeah.
And
gosh, riding one of those in L.A. just sounds like a death wish.
And, you know, no one's wearing a helmet. And so, yes. So, headline number two. Electric scooter startup will use AI to detect how scared you are while riding.
All right.
Number three. Two U.S. mothers sue hospitals over drug tests after eating poppy seed bagels.
That's not outside the realm of possibility. That things like this have happened.
Things like this have happened because poppy seeds obviously
contain something.
Yeah. I think they're connected to heroin.
Poppies. Like, sure.
Yeah, poppies. Yep,
that would make sense.
MSCHF made a free dating simulator that can prepare your federal taxes. MSCHF's free dating simulator that can prepare your taxes. So that's number four. Which of those? You want me to read them again?
Yes.
Number one, these are all headlines, and we're picking out which one's not real. They escaped from jail using a toothbrush, then were captured at IHOP.
Okay.
Number two, electric scooter startup will use AI to detect how scared you are while riding.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, two U.S. mothers sue hospitals over drug tests after eating poppy seed bagels. And number four, MSCHF made a free dating simulator that can prepare your federal taxes.
Okay, I know the first one is true.
Oh, you do? Okay. Why, you read this?
It came up across my Twitter feed or something. So the guys did escape from prison using a toothbrush and something else, and then they got busted at an IHOP, like, right down the road. Well done,
well
guys.
Well done.
So that I know is true.
Okay.
The AI and the scooter fear, I can see someone wanting to know that.
Okay.
The poppy seeds. I also know that this has happened. And then the last one is the AI, which I also believe to be true.
Which one are you picking?
I'll go with the poppy seeds.
No, that one's real.
That is real.
Yeah. So New Jersey mothers allege hospitals perform tests without consent and say poppy seeds were the reason for false positive results.
So which one was the lie?
The scooter one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Come on, you guys. Somebody has to want to know that. There's got to be a... Let's get a grant, Kristen, and we'll study it ourselves.
Because what does that give you? If you know how scared you are while you're riding a scooter, is that indicate that you probably should not be riding that scooter? You're like, you're a 10 right now. Maybe get off.
Maybe this is not for you.
All right. Well, that one was fake, but yes. So MSCHF's... I have to be honest, I don't even know what that stands for. So if you still haven't filed your taxes, MSCHF's free dating simulator that's launching soon might be able to help. The Art Collective, their latest stunt in Tax Haven 3000, a visual novel dating game that actually prepares your 2022 U.S. federal tax return, according to the game's now removed Steam page. This is like gibberish. I have no idea what we're talking about, but it's real.
So it's some kind of dating game that as you play it ostensibly fixes your
taxes. Yeah. Like the pictures is like an anime character talking to you. Do you know what this is?
No, but it sounds like a really good way to steal your personal information, you bunch of morons.
That's true.
Don't do that.
That's true. All right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, David Mandel will be here. We're going to talk about his career and politics and pitch him some Wisconsin TV shows and see which ones he thinks could actually get greenlit. So this is As Goes Wisconsin. Come back in a minute.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.